The title of our lesson tonight is called Handedness, Left and Right, and it has nothing to do with what you think it has to do with. I assume that because it had nothing to do with what I thought it was talking about. All right. Here's what we are talking about. It ends up that genetic material, what we call DNA and RNA, is composed of nucleotides. I suppose all of us knew that, but sometimes while you're ironing or something, you forget these things. In living things, nucleotides are always right-handed. Now, they're called right-handed because a beam of polarized light passing through them rotates like a right-handed screw. Polarized light. I think that's light that they get at the North or South Pole. I think that's polarized. Or maybe they just have two factions that get really angry with each other and they become polarized. I don't know. But anyway, polarized light rotates right-handed. Now it says nucleotides rarely form outside life, but when they do, half are left-handed and half are right-handed. So if evolution were true, if the first nucleotides formed by natural processes, they would have had mixed-handedness and therefore could not evolve life's genetic material. In fact, mixed genetic material cannot even copy itself. So whatever this means, they found a way to identify these nucleotides, which are the building blocks of DNA and so on, all life. And by identifying it, they find that it's only right-handed ones that are in life, but where they form by natural processes, half of them are right, half of them are left. Leslie Orgel says, equally disappointing, we can induce copying of the original template only when we run our experiments with nucleotides having a right-handed configuration. All nucleotides synthesized biologically today are right-handed. Yet on the primitive Earth, equal numbers of right and left-handed nucleotides would have been present. So they're stuck, you see. Here at one of these details, you know, somebody said the devil's in the details. And so evolution all sounds great when you just talk about broad strokes and all this. You get down to the details and it can't work. Another quote, this from Klaus Dos. Sounds like a tough guy. Klaus Dos. There is no explanation why cells use left-handed amino acids to synthesize their proteins, but D, right-handed ribose, or D, deoxyribose, to synthesize their nucleotides, or nucleic acids. In particular, the incorporation of even a single L-ribose or L-deoxyribose residue into a nucleic acid, if it should ever occur in the course of cellular synthesis, could seriously interfere with vital structure function relationship. The well-known double helical DNA, that's that spiral staircase thing that in fact, Seth had up last week. The well-known double helical DNA structure does not allow the presence of L-deoxyribose. The replication and transcription mechanisms generally require that any wrong sugar, such as L-deoxyribose, has to be eliminated. That is, the optical purity of the D sugars units has to be 100%. So there's no toleration in life for the L, for the left-handed ones. So you start out by chance, and you have to have a mix, almost a 50-50 mix. You can't evolve life from that. It goes on to say, each type of amino acid, when found in non-living material, or when synthesized in the laboratory, comes in two chemically equivalent forms. Half are right-handed, half are left-handed, mirror images of each other. However, amino acids in life, including plants, animals, bacteria, molds, even viruses, are almost all left-handed, except in some diseased or aging tissue. No known natural process. Think about it. No known natural process can isolate either the left-handed or right-handed variety. There's nothing that separates them. The mathematical probability that chance processes could produce merely one tiny protein molecule with only left-handed amino acids is virtually zero. Now, virtually zero means that the probability is so great that it's the same as being impossible. Evolutionists who work in this field are continually seeking a solution. From time to time, someone claims that it has been solved, but only after checking the details does one find that the problem remains. In Germany, 1994, a doctoral candidate, Guido Zadel, you know Guido? Hey, Guido. Guido claimed he had solved the problem. Supposedly, a strong magnetic field will bias a reaction toward either the left-handed or right-handed form. Origin of Life researchers were excited. Zadel's doctorate was awarded. At least 20 groups then tried to duplicate his results, always unsuccessfully. Later, Zadel admitted that he had dishonestly manipulated his data. I cheated. Wrong. We said almost all are left-handed. An important exception occurs in a component in cell membranes of eubacteria. There, the amino acids are right-handed. This is in a natural thing. This has led many to conclude that they, the eubacteria, must have evolved separately from all other bacteria. Now think about that. Because evolving the first living cell is so improbable, having it happen twice, in effect, compounds the improbability. They say, oh, well, that has to be a separate spontaneous evolution. A similar observation can be made for a special class of organic compounds called sugars. In living systems, sugars are all right-handed. Based on our present understanding, natural processes produce an equal number of left-handed and right-handed sugars. Because sugars in living things are right-handed, random natural processes apparently did not produce life. If any living thing took in or ate amino acids or sugars with the wrong-handedness, the organism's body could not process it. Such food would be useless, if not harmful. Because evolution favors slight variations that enhance survivability and reproduction, consider how beneficial a mutation might be that switched or inverted a plant's handedness. Inverted or wrong-handed trees could proliferate rapidly because they would no longer provide nourishment to bacteria, molds, or termites. Inverted forests would fill continents. Other inverted plants and animals would also benefit and would overwhelm the balance of nature. Why do we not see such species with right-handed amino acids and left-handed sugars? Similarly, why are there not more poisonous plants? Why don't beneficial mutations let most carriers defeat their predators? Beneficial mutations are rarer than most evolutionists believe. So, beneficial mutations. All right, things are just so complicated. Life is so complicated that you can't explain it by random processes.